I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
KOCN HD2 Pacific Grove.
Power Talk 1460.com. Home of the most powerful name in news, Fox News. KION Salinas and K266 BD Carmel Valley. Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM. Valley Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's the U.S. won, the rest of the world nothing in the Olympic gold medal count after taking the first competition in the Olympics in Rio. Fox's Chris Honig is there live.
Dave, a successful start to a very busy day here in Rio. 19-year-old Ginny Thrasher winning the first gold medal of these games, beating out two Chinese shooters in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Several American tennis players have their first-round matches today. Venus Williams, Sloane Stephens, and Madison Keys for the women. Jack Sock, Steve Johnson, and Brian Baker for the men. USA men's basketball and women's soccer also in action today. And some history. The first-ever women's rugby sevens game is underway here in Rio. The U.S. women get their first taste in that in just a few minutes, Dave.
Chris, there was a shooting last night in Rio right after the opening ceremony, right outside the stadium. People ran and ducked for cover. A gunman was seen running away, then fleeing in a car. There's just been an attack in Belgium. A man with a machete yelled Allahu Akbar, then went after police, wounding two female officers before he was shot and wounded. The man who went on the attack with a knife in London Wednesday mumbled his name and address in court and gave a thumbs up that he understands the charges that have him in custody, murder and five counts of attempted murder. The one person he stabbed to death was an American woman.
Darlene Horton, an American about to return home after several weeks vacationing here in London with her husband, Professor Richard Wagman, who'd been teaching summer classes here. She was just hours from boarding a flight back to Tallahassee in Florida.
And Sky News' Willem Marks, at least 42 people were hurt at a Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa concert last night in New Jersey when a railing collapsed.
All of a sudden, I see everyone's like rushing to the front. People are like pushing me too. And then suddenly people start just like falling off the edge.
They fell to a concrete walkway several feet below. Some broke bones. Others got bruises. One person with a serious injury remains hospitalized. The show stopped abruptly and was later canceled. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Real experience, real insight.
We're following this explosive story.
Nothing gets by Greta. Then.
This is all BS. What was that all about?
There's no spin and no question. O'Reilly dominates. Plus, smart, sharp, and cutting edge.
It's the news of the day, but with a little heat.
Megan delivers. And Sean seals the deal with fearless talk.
What part of that are you understanding?
Most watched, most trusted, Fox News Channel.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
He once said he doesn't like people who were captured. Now Donald Trump supports John McCain, endorsing him and fellow Senator Kelly Ayotte and House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We may disagree on a couple of things, but mostly we agree, and we're going to get it done, and we're going to do a lot of wonderful things.
In another effort to unify an at times fractured Republican Party, Donald Trump is throwing his support behind Paul Ryan days before the House Speaker faces a Republican primary challenge. Earlier this week, Trump told the Washington Post he wasn't there yet in offering an endorsement and raised eyebrows by tweeting a thank you note to Ryan's primary challenger. Ryan, in a few interviews this week, has expressed frustration over Trump's campaign strategy. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hillary Clinton addressed her email scandal again, saying she may have short-circuited in a Fox interview last week, but the Democrat says the bottom line is she was truthful in her FBI interview, but she knows she still has work to do to earn people's trust, as some call her a liar.
You know, it doesn't make me feel good when people say those things, and I recognize that I have work to do. do.
13 people are dead in France after a fire broke out during a birthday party in the basement of a bar in Normandy, sparked by the birthday candles. When someone carrying the cake tripped downstairs, six other people were injured. They found two more bodies inside the charred rubble of a Newport, Oregon motel last night, bringing the number killed in yesterday's fire up to four.
Four more were sent to the hospital. Firefighters got the call for help. For several hours, they fought the flames, witnesses tell us. As they put water on one side of this fire, it would move to another location.
That's Fox 12's John Hendricks in Newport. They bowed their heads in Japan today, marking 71 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. At the ceremony, the city's mayor echoed what President Obama said visiting the bombing site in May, hoping to ultimately rid the world of nuclear weapons. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, Linda, did you ever get that website up and running?
Sure did. It's already producing great results.
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
Why? What's going on?
Well, we had our website designed 10 years ago. It was fine at first, but the hits are way down now and hardly any results.
Sounds like you need to call eLab Communications.
eLab Communications?
Yeah, eLab Communications, a unique one-stop shop.
Oh.
Not only can they build an outstanding and engaging website, they make sure your website ranks high in search engines.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah, eLab Communications can help you with other important elements of modern business, too. Like social media, email promotions, and mobile apps. They can even maintain your website.
Sounds like a huge competitive advantage.
I'm telling you, they deliver results.
How can I get a hold of them?
Call eLab Communications at 888-624-8321 or visit them online at elabcommunications.com. That's 888-624-8321 or online at elabcommunications.com.
Live from the grill at the Del Monte Golf Course in Monterey, it's time for the Shag Bag Show with your hosts David Marzetti and Sam Salerno on Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM.
It's the Shag Bag Show, live on the radio again for another Saturday morning, live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course, beautiful Monterey, by the bay. Each and every Saturday morning, we're live, and you can see us for more information or listen to us live online, too, at shagbagshow.com. That's shagbagshow.com. It's our 14th year broadcasting live for the Pebble Beach Company, the Del Monte Golf Course and Grill, home of the Duke's Club, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on our hour, Power and Home of the Shag Bag Show. We do the show coast to coast,
from Monterey to Santa Cruz, and we stream live around the world.
That's right,
baby. And good morning, Dave. What's happening?
What's happening, Home Slice?
You tell me. I've been away.
Where'd you go?
Up to Groveland. Up
Groveland.
Up to Tuolumne County to see my sister and brother-in-law.
Groveland.
Sammy and I went up there. Pretty
What's
hot
that
up
like?
There.
Yeah?
It's you know, Pine Mountain Lakes. It's like Tahoe, very much like Tahoe.
Is that right?
I would say one thing, that the food is not gourmet in that area.
As you are accustomed to.
Yeah. We went to an Italian restaurant that had rock music playing.
Yeah.
And they had no Italian people serving you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of signs of Sopranos and all. It looked good. And then the pasta was horrible.
Chef Boyardee.
That's right. That's what it was.
Right out of the can.
A very, very liquidy Chef Boyardee.
You should always order the SpaghettiOs.
Yeah,
at
right.
A place like that. Those are extra good.
It was bad.
SpaghettiOs al dente.
Yeah, right. It was like ragu. It wasn't even a good ragu, Dave.
Yeah?
It was bad.
No good.
No good.
All right.
Don't go up there for food.
No. No.
Check the scenery out. Forget the food.
Now we know.
Okay.
All right. That's not good.
No. Oh, you, like Sinatra, you'd probably throw it up against the wall.
How is everybody up there?
So-so.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's it? That's it?
Okay.
I can't divulge.
Ooh. Okay. Don't do it, Sammy. Don't do it. Good morning to our two biggest fans, my lovely wife, Terry, and Puff the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Good morning, Puff. And how are they?
Very groovy. Everybody's
groovy.
Everybody's feeling groovy. Hey, on the big show today, we've got some great guests, including the guys from the Golf Mart Superstore. We'll check in with those guys, find out what's happening with golf specials over this weekend. And Eric is going to be joining us from the shop next door. Find out all the golf goings-on out here at Del Monte. Availabilities for tee times today and tomorrow over the weekend. And Kurt Vogel joins us. He's the head guy at PG Golf Links. I saw you talking to him over there.
Yeah.
Maybe about a little gig? Are you going to have a little gig over there?
Oh,
a little marshalling?
No.
A little marshalling gig?
No, one of my buddies went over there, Dennis, from Rancho to work there. Good guy.
Okay.
You'd love him.
And we have Teresa Sabankaya. Bonnie Doon Gardens.
Filet gumbo.
That's right. Bonnie Doon Gardens. We'll be talking to her. We're going to give our good friend Tom McDowell a call. He is the guy who runs the Concorso Italiano coming up Car Week soon right here on the peninsula. And Thomas Wilson, our first guest here on the Shagbag Show from Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. We're going to be talking to him a little bit and find out all the good stuff that's going on there. And he'll fill us in about all that great information on the Shagbag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM and 101 FM. Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno live from Del Monte Golf Course. All brought to you by the Pebble Beach Company. Check out lodging, dining, and golf specials online at pebblebeach.com. Also, the Del Monte Golf Course Grill, like we said, home of the Duke's Club. The best deal in golf, and we'll find out more about that from Eric in case you don't know all the details. Sandbarn Grill under Wharf 2 in Monterey with fresh salads, seafood, steaks, award-winning Bloody Marys. Tomorrow it's brunch, Sunday brunch. Check out the Craig's Benedict. It's a special there. Watch it down with an award-winning Bloody Mary at the Sandbarn Grill, a local's favorite. The Golf Mart Superstore, home of the 90-day return. Carousel Candies, Rick and Liz Ells produce tons of homemade confections in their famous pink shop on the wharf. And guess what? I saw them this week, and they gave me taffy to give you.
Oh, I can't wait.
I ate it all.
Wait. Oh, you ate
no,
it
I
all?
No, I didn't. No, I brought it for you. I brought it for you.
You don't eat those taffies.
Look for the taffy puller in the window. Sammy swears by them.
I love it. That and the brittle.
They ship worldwide.
Everybody's talking about
it. At Carousel Candies, Clark A. Miller, bankruptcy attorney. He's helped over 20,000. He can help you. The Beach House at Lover's Point featuring their Sunset Supper menu. Be seated by 5:30. Entrees under $10 there with an incredible view. GolfGuide.net for the playa in you. Elab Communications, they did our website. They can do yours too. Check ours out. ShagBagShow.com. Treehouse Mortgage, new mortgages, refis. Oscar Moore is the man at TreehouseMortgage.com. The brittle lady, you just mentioned her. The brittle lady of Carmel. She's
That's
got
right.
the brittles. Did you eat all your brittles yet?
I ate all my brittles.
No, you didn't.
And my vittles too. My brittles and my vittles. Hey, you know, Dave, people are asking where they can get this stuff.
Bruno's.
At Bruno's, okay.
Bruno's, because, you know where that is?
Yeah, 6th and Junipero in Carmel.
The Brittle Lady of Carmel is Marcia Taylor. Homemade brittles for the home, company events, weddings, receptions. Order online, thebrittlelady.com. Go online. That's the best place. She's having a contest. Not a contest. She's just doing a free giveaway. Free samples at thebrittlelady.com. Tease and Please, Ultra Chic Protique, featuring bridal wear, lingerie novelties, and bachelor party fun and games on Lighthouse across from CVS in New Monterey, also in Sacramento and South Lake Tahoe. Advanced Osteopathy, a full wellness program for what ails you, all at MontereyClinic.com. And are you being ailed right now, Sam?
Yes, I'm ailed.
You are, huh?
My hip.
Yeah.
It only hurts when I'm in bed.
That's
it? I make a certain move and it hurts. But I can walk and I can go walking on. I am not playing golf, you know. Last time I played, I told you, a week ago Wednesday.
Yow.
At Laguna.
Youch. All right.
So, I don't know. I may have to have a doctor look at it.
You got
to
go get that thing done.
Yeah.
All right. Shagbag Show rolling on for Saturday morning. We got Thomas Wilson joining us from Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. He's our first guest this morning. Thomas, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Good to have you. So, what's going on?
Hey, well, we run the surgery centers in Monterey and Santa Cruz County. We
That's
have
right
five.
Up your alleys there,
yeah, we
Sammy.
Did, Sammy, we yeah, could do you. Your hip. We do
you
your
do
total
it.
Hip, yeah?
Yeah.
And we do it
right now.
Yeah. You want to get your prepped and ready to go?
Lay them out on the bar.
Yeah.
How do you determine whether you have to have a replacement or maybe it's just a sciatic nerve? Or...
You'd go in and see your orthopedic surgeon, and okay. he'd look at it, probably do an MRI, and they'd probably start with, depending on what they saw, physical therapy. Maybe a steroid injection. They try to treat it conservatively and avoid surgery. But yeah, some.